Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do thank you for being a part of this hour. We also like to, we're hoping that all of the families that are on and all, even those who are not listening, you know, that your families are well during these uncertain times. And, of course, you know, these are some challenging times, but God is good. Amen. God is faithful. And as long as we continue to look to him, we don't have to worry or fear anything. Amen. We're praying that each and every one of you are doing exactly what you're supposed to do, wearing a mask, gloves, making sure that not only you're protecting yourself, but you are protecting your family members and others that you come in contact with. And before we move on, we have an announcement for the March for Jesus, and it's going nationwide, and they're asking at one time, you know, at how can I say it, at last year, they would march around on the 30th of May, and this year is going to be the 30th of May, but rather than, since we have the gatherings where you can only come together and with so many people together, the March for Jesus is asking that you march around your neighborhoods, amen, gather together, making sure that there's social distancing, but march in your neighborhoods and give a praise for Jesus and let others know that we are still here and we are praying, and others will know that you're in the communities, amen. So that is on May 30th at noon. They're asking for a gathering to walk around the neighborhoods, amen, and praising the Lord, amen, amen, amen. As we move forward, we'd also like to let you know that while we're on, please make sure that you mute your mics. Actually, I'm not going to open the mics this evening. Our mics are closed, and when the speaker opens up, if you have a comment, just hit the number one on your phone. When you hit the number one, that will let us know on this end that you have a question or a comment, and we will open it up so that you can communicate at that time. Amen. We are any message that you have heard on here, you can hear tonight with Pastor Miles or anyone else that has spoken, you can go into the archives. And when you go into the archives, you go into Blog Talk Radio. And once you go into Blog Talk Radio, you will type in "We Can Begin Again," and you can pull up any one of the archives. Amen. This is his message. And spread the gospel. Amen. Let someone else hear it, someone that may not go to church or someone that may not know Jesus. But during this time, it's a good opportunity to share your love for Jesus Christ. Amen. Also, there are those still who are on our prayer list, and we're still praying for Miss Hall from out of South Carolina. Brenda Robinson from out of South Carolina, Mother Gloria, we're still praying for her. She is a prayer warrior who comes on the first of every month, a powerful prayer warrior, amen. And if you have anything that you would like to lift up in prayer or someone to pray for you, this is what she does every day, amen. She has a ministry, and they pray on a regular basis. Amen, amen, amen. So she'll be on the first praying for those who are asking for prayer, and that is the first of every month with Mother Gloria. We also praying for her. We're still praying for Pastor Robinson, Pastor Paul Robinson out of Tennessee, Corey from out of North Carolina, Tina from out of Maryland, Norman from out of Cleveland, Pastor Dawn Mixon. We're still praying for her. We still have her on our list, for her and her family. Amber Ben Haley from South Carolina, Sean from out of West Virginia, and Bill from out of Cleveland, and there are others. And if we don't, have you on our list, amen, we are praying for you. Also, I'm going to say a short prayer, and it is the Lord's Prayer. And the next voice you're going to hear would be Pastor Miles, amen. Pastor C. A. Miles, Reginald C. A. Miles. You will hear the next voice. And when Jesus Christ gave us and asked us to pray, he said to pray like this: "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have forgiven our debts, our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for those who are on, who are sick with the COVID-19, those who have lost family members. We're praying for them. With those who are on our prayer list, Father, you know their needs. We're asking for prayer for them, Heavenly Father, that we would hear a praise report. Lord, Father, we pray for the speaker this evening at, that as he speaks, Heavenly Father, Lord, that it would penetrate our hearts and our spirits, Heavenly Father, and we might walk away sharing a word. Amen. And Father, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for a God who sits high and looks low. You know our every need, and we thank you. It's in the name of Jesus that we proclaim this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Miles, are you there?
Yes, sir, Brother Moderator. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Just a little bit louder and you'd be better. Amen.
Okay, let me move the Bluetooth around a little bit here. Can you hear me better?
Hello? Keep talking.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes. You're a little broken up, but we can hear you.
Okay, well, let me move around a little bit in my apartment here. Can you hear me better now?
Okay, you're okay there. You're okay.
All right. All right, great. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. It's good, and once again, that I thank you for having me on Blog Talk Radio. As I said before, in time past, I really enjoy the fellowship one with another, and I enjoy the word that's coming forth on the blog. On tonight, there is something that has been burning on me for quite a while. If you recall, it was about a year ago that I was doing I did a message, and I never really got through it. If you go through the archives, about a year ago, I was talking about grounded in truth, and some questions were posed to me on that time, and we never really got through that message. And the Lord has been dealing with me on that and has been dealing with me with some other things that's going on. Now, as we all know, we unless we came from up under a rock, we know what's going on in this land and country with this virus and this COVID-19. And I've heard many celebrities say this is a time for peace. God is trying to get our attention. I've even heard many other preachers say, you know, God's trying to get us attention. Well, I'm one of the ones that's actually I'm blessed where I can work from home, so I'm okay with that. But being caught up mostly, let's say 18 hours a day in a dwelling, it's kind of rough. So the only thing that I do a lot of times is study. So today is going to be study time. I recommend, I highly recommend you get your Bible. You get something to write with, write on, get your highlighter. We are physically going to go through Scripture. Now, for those who have heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again, I am not a politically correct preacher, and I'm not going to start today. Some people just might be upset by what's going to come forth, but it's going to be Scripture. And if you have a problem with Scripture, your problem is not with Reginald C.A. Miles. Your problem's with Jesus. So we're going to go through the Scripture. We're going to study. And we're going to see exactly what's going on. I have a question that I want to pose to you before I even get started with our foundation Scripture. Are you concerned about being filled with misinformation like you are concerned about being filled with this COVID-19 virus? Are you concerned about being filled with misinformation, just like you are concerned with this COVID virus? Remember, y'all, it's study time. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. We're going to read two verses in this, and then we're going to turn to another a little bit later. But we're going to get our Bible calisthenics on tonight. I'm going to give you time to write things down. And if I do move a little bit too fast, one thing I do is come back on the archives. You can listen to it and pause it at your will. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let me read that again. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Now, what that is saying is God has this written down. Paul is writing to his son of ministry, Timothy, and he's telling him, you got to study to show yourself approved unto God. Just like each and every one of you, the scriptures is telling us, you, the one who listened to me, he ain't talking to me, no, you, the one I'm talking to, right now, you have to study to show yourself approved unto God. And in doing so, you will know the word of God and you can get rid of profane and vain babbling. So what's that? Worthless talk. Sometimes people talk that stupid talk. You can just walk away from it because you know what the word of God says because you studied it for yourself. Now, you may say, well, how do I know I can trust the Bible? There may be somebody listening for the first time. Or there may be somebody who's new to the faith. There may be somebody who just accepted Christ. How do I know that I can trust this Bible? Turn over, hang a right. 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. And let's go on over to verse 16. 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. Verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, if you're a lady and you call up, you say, well, it says man, mankind. Man, let's go with mankind. No, I'm not adding, no, I'm not taking away, mankind. See, when you use the scripture, it's good, and it's given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for you. I remember when I was in the military, I heard someone say the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving Earth. Whenever I go through something or whenever I have went through something, what I had did was I found my situation in Scripture. And I did exactly what was done in Scripture. And I came out right every time. Let me say that again. I was in a storm for 2-3 years. And I found each step of the storm in Scripture because it's here. And I did exactly what was done in Scripture, and I came out every time. Now, while I was going through, I didn't necessarily like it. But I came out on the victorious side. Now, some people don't want to go with that. Well, if you don't want to go with that, okay, that's fine. Well, then I say to you, until you create you a world and write you a Bible, I recommend you go with this one. And if you do create you a world and you do write you a Bible, I still recommend you go with this one. Because this is the word of God, and the word will work if you work it. So many people don't want to work it because they can't work it because they haven't studied. And I'm going to go through a few things today that's going to show you that many people, maybe yourself, if you look in the mirror, are going through a defeated battle right now because you don't know the word of God. Turn to Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6. You might want to write the scripture down and then turn to it. I'm turning with you. Hosea 4:6. And it says there, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. One of the best ways to not have knowledge is you don't study. We are commanded to study ourselves approved unto God. See, now, because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest of me. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. Every time you refuse to study God's word, you refuse to rightly divide it, you're setting yourself up for failure, and you're setting yourself up to go for anything. You're a gopher, you go for anything because you don't know. But when you know the word for yourself, you can avoid the babblings, the worthless talk. You don't have to give input to it because you already know. And the person that's giving it to you, you're commanded to pray. Turn to Isaiah 5:13. We're going to support this again. Isaiah 5:13. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished, and the multitude dried up with thirst. There's people out here today who are hungry and thirsty for the word of God in this season. But you can help yourself by studying to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. Notice I keep emphasizing that, rightly dividing the word. Now I'm going to show you some things that are in the Bible that are tradition. And you understand, a lot of things that we've learned from our forefathers or our mothers or our foremothers, the people that were before us, and we took those things that they gave us, but a lot of things that they have taught us, a lot of things that they have said were not accurate, were not Bible. I remember growing up as a young lad in Hackensack, and we were going to church, and I was about 11, 12 years old, and the preacher would get up to preach, the pastor would get up to preach, and he would say some things that I really didn't know, I really didn't understand, and I wanted to question it. But at that time, if you lived under daddy's roof, there was three things you didn't question. You just accepted it. What the preacher said from the pulpit, what mama and daddy told you to do, and whatever was on that dinner plate. You didn't question it, you ate it. Or you went to bed hungry that day. See, what the preacher was going to say to you was right because he was the man of God. But there are many times that preachers say things that are not Bible or they're not fully accurate. That is where your studying comes in for your soul's salvation. Like at the church of Berea, they searched the scriptures daily to see what the preacher said was thus and so. And they reason with them. That's the same thing you have to do about yourself. It is study time, people. If you are not an essential worker and you don't have to go out, this is the time for you to study God's word and let God speak to you. It's study time, people. It's time to get to know the word for yourself. See, if you go and you take a look in the Acts of the Apostles, we're not going to read the scripture, but it's actually Acts 18. And it's Acts 18, 24 to 28. There was a preacher there by the name of Apollos. And Apollos, he was a very eloquent man. He was good in the scriptures. He was instructed of the way of the Lord. Sound like a very good preacher. He was fervent in the spirit. He spoke boldly. But there was something that he lacked. His understanding on a certain matter was not complete. And when you take a look at that scripture and you read that story, you'll see Aquila and Priscilla stepped in. And what they did was they expounded to him in a way where he understood and got the full story. Now, here is a part of today's message where somebody going to get mad at me. But remember, you're going to get mad at the word of God. If I was to say to you, I was to talk about the book of Malachi, the first thing people are going to think, here you go. He talking about money. He talking about tithe. He begging up on the offering. He trying to raise the offering. Now he going to beat us up and make us feel guilty for giving money. But I want to tell you something. Whenever I hear someone use the book of Malachi, especially that third chapter, somewhere around verse 8, will a man rob God? You rob me in tithes and offerings. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Admit that there may be meat in my house. And I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would not have room enough to receive. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you this. When he opens up the windows of heaven, the thing that he's releasing is a thing called rain. Rain, preacher? Yeah, rain. Like rain that fall out the sky. That's what he's doing. Go back in the Old Testament, he opened up the windows of heaven, it rained. That's what he's talking about. You don't believe me? Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, when I hear someone say that, when it come offering time, I say one or two things to myself. The person who's actually saying that, they never read the book. They never read the book. Just like a person would say, well, Job went through all of that, and Job never complained. You just told me right there you never read the book. So from chapter 3, all which I think is 37, that's all Job ever do is complain. You never read the book. You never studied to show yourself approved. You're going off of what you heard and never read the book for yourself. That just may be why you're in the situation that you're in, because you don't know the word of God. Or they're coming with a pretext. And I've mentioned this before. But, well, what's a pretext? Misleading or untrue reason given for doing something in an attempt to conceal the real reason. A pretext, misleading or untrue reason given for doing something in an attempt to conceal the real reason. Now, I challenge you to read and study that book of Malachi. And I'm going to give you three questions. I'm going to give you a system of that I want you to do. I want you to get your Bible. I want you to open to Malachi, first chapter, first verse. And I want you to ask God to open your understanding. Then once you do your prayer, I want you to present three questions to yourself. Get ready to write down these three questions. I want the question number one. Whom is the prophet talking to? We're going back to basic school. Whom, what, where, when, why, how? We're going back to those questions, those open-ended questions, but not all of them. Whom is the prophet talking to? Or who is the prophet talking to? Ask yourself that question. The next question, what is the prophet talking about? Who is the prophet talking to? Question number one. What is the prophet talking about? Third question. Where is money mentioned? I'm going to go over them again. It's study time, people. If you're not essential personnel, it's study time. You cannot say that you don't have time to study. It's study time. Who is the prophet talking to? What is the prophet talking about? And where is money mentioned? Ask God to open your understanding. Present those three questions to yourself. Then I want you to read chapter 1. And while you're reading chapter 1 of Malachi, answer those questions. After you finish chapter 1, I want you to go to chapter 2. Ask the Lord to open your understanding. Present those three questions to yourself again. Read chapter 2. After you read chapter 2, present those three questions to yourself again for chapter 2. Then I want you to ask God to open your understanding again. Present those three questions to yourself again. Read chapter 3. After you read chapter 3, position those three questions to yourself again. It's study time, people. After you do that with chapter 3, I want you to go on over again to chapter 4. Ask God to open your understanding. Present those three questions to yourself again. Read chapter 4. Then position those questions to yourself again. It's study time, people. It's time to study yourself approved unto God, where you are right now going to rightly divide the word of truth. So you have to be eager now. Be diligent to feed your spirit man, because your spirit man now is hungry, practically starving, because we don't have the word accessible to us like we want, especially for us who go to church regularly. This is something that we can do to help ourselves if we're not getting the word on the regular like we used to get. That's why I plan on giving you plenty of nugget on today. Now, there's something else that I want to bring to your attention. And I'm guilty, and I have been guilty of this. Not trying to beat anybody up, not trying to come down on anybody, but we want to have a better and a perfect and a more fuller understanding, just like Aquila and Priscilla brought to Apollos, a better, fuller understanding. No one person knows it all, but we are the body of Christ. Be it New York, New Jersey, Virginia, California, Ohio, Louisiana, Tennessee, Texas. We are all still the body of Christ. We need to edify each other with what we know, which will glorify our Father, which is in heaven. I want you to turn to Psalms 121. Many people quote this. And this is where last time, about a year ago, I couldn't get to this point. And I want to get to this point today. And it's been an observation that I want to break to you. Psalms 121. Now, a lot of people will quote this when they're given a testimony. After they give their testimony and they get ready to sit down and they're excited and praise God because God had brought them through. And they say, I will lift up mine eyes to the hill from whence cometh my help. They said, I lift my eyes to the hill from which cometh my help. And when they say that, you may get the indication that your hills, the hills, are actually helping you. I lift mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. And if one would listen to that, they would say, well, what hill is helping them? That was something that I had a question on until I started studying. I want to show you something in Scripture. Let's look at verse. We're only going to go through verse 1 and verse 2, and I'm going to take you somewhere else. Verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Okay? And many, I'm moving for the King James Version. There's a comma there. But do you think plausible, but the second part of that verse could actually be a question? It could possibly be a question? Could it possibly be that that comma should be a period? Possibly. And let me show you what I mean by this. I will lift mine eyes to the hill from which cometh my help. I will lift mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. Now, I will lift mine eyes to the hills, period. Ask this as a question. From whence cometh my help? Where comes my help? I lift my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? Where's my help come from? Maybe verse 2 has the answer. My help coming from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Just something to think on. Somebody got it. I just felt in the spirit, somebody got it. Now I want to show you another scripture that I believe support what I just told you. I want you to turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3. Keep your finger there, put your ribbon there, put a highlighter there, put a pen there. I want to show you something that the Lord dropped in my spirit. Jeremiah, chapter 3. Verse 23. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. Jeremiah writes, there's no hope from hills. Our hope is in God. The salvation of Israel is in the Lord our God. So, let's go back to Psalm 121. I will lift mine eyes unto the hills. Period. From which comes my help? Where does my help come from? Answer, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. It's study time, people. Go back. Replay this. Listen to it again and again. And let the Lord minister to you. It's study time. Now, if you want to look at a hill from which come your help, look at that hill, the work that was done on called Calvary. That was the start of your help. But it was the person who was obedient to the cross, which was our help. It's study time. I got through all of which I intended to. I didn't think there would be enough time, but it's study time. Brother moderator, at this time, if you could open up all lines, there's one more thing that I have to put on, but if you can open them up right now, then I'll let the people speak if they have something to say. When we actually look at Psalms 121 and we would say, we'll look to the hills, our help would be from the hills, then we actually give God limitation. We're actually saying that he's just a God of the hills, but he's a God of the valley as well.
Yes,
sir. And you can find that in 1 Kings chapter 20. when there was two wars going on. One happened in the hill and the other happened in the valley. I'm not going to tell it to you. I want you to study. Why? Because it's study time. The lines are open. Is there one for anything? Questions,
yes,
comments,
Pastor
concerns?
Miles. Pastor Miles.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
How you doing, my brother?
Yeah, this is Robinson.
Good to hear your voice.
Tennessee. Good to hear you, sir. Hey, I was I wanted to read that Psalm 121 from the New Living Translation, and I am dead on with what you are saying, because many people, many of us, we do quote that scripture absolutely wrong. But Psalm 121 from the New Living Translation, it says, I look up to the mountain, and then there's a B part of that. It says, does my help come from there? And when you said about the question, I thought about that when I looked at that. Does my help come from there? And then in verse 2 it says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I was so glad that you put so much emphasis on Psalm 121, because as I said before, and I'll say it again, many of us quote that scripture totally wrong, because I have. I've done it before. I look toward the hills from which cometh all my help, you know, and then most of the time we stop right there, you know. But usually when I think about the hill, I think about the cross. I think about the hill of Calvary, and I think about verse 2 and where it says, and my help comes from the Lord. All my help comes from the Lord. However, you know, but I'm so glad that you put so much emphasis on that. And as you said, and I'll say it again, it's study time. We need
it's study
that.
Time.
We need it.
Yeah, I want to share something with you that I got talked to. I like to say got rebuked out of me by my bishop, by my pastor, Bishop Larry D. Palmer, out of Israel Total Life Ministries out of Waldorf, Maryland. One thing that he's got me away from saying, and I just want to share with you, just to share with you, that, and I did it today, and I caught myself after I did it, when I was talking about Malachi, about their wrong. And one thing that he said to me, never tell somebody when it comes to scripture that they're wrong.
Okay.
He said, share with them what the Lord has placed in your spirit. And let the Spirit of God reason with them through his word to their spirit. So, but one thing I do say, I apologize for the way I came on that with the Malachi. But if you did get mad at me for bringing scripture, I recommend you turn to Proverbs 27 and 5. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Is there another that would like to share? Statement, question, concern? I know on tonight I gave
okay,
you much.
315. I have 315. I had it muted because I could hear background. Okay. Okay. 315. You're on.
Oh, this is Jimmy Davis. How's everybody this evening? Can you hear me?
Great.
How
yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can.
Yes,
hear
sir.
You.
Can you hear me? I hear no response.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, anyway. Well, I think what is equally important here is that we get a keynote as to why 2 Timothy was even written. It comes about 2 or 3 years after 1 Timothy. Paul was yet in jail. He was in prison, and it was his last testament and final will to Timothy. It was a time when you had heretic preaching and fraudulent preaching, somewhat similar to what we have today, where many preachers who we respect yet, okay, they twist the scriptures to fit their own theology. So in what you're saying, that we ourselves take the word of God and read it as a dog bites a bone. He takes that bone and he sucks all the marrow out of that bone till he gets a complete taste of it. You know, when we do that, stand the word of God, the way God wants us to understand it, so that we don't follow false preaching. And I got to say to you, Pastor, today you were very keynote on what we should be doing, studying the Word of God. We've got to take it, and we've got to bite into it, and use it, okay, to apply to our life and to share with others that we encounter during our travel on this earth. So I got to say, you know, I really appreciated your message tonight.
Amen. Bless your heart, my brother. I tell you that I and throughout this past 2 weeks, my telephone has been ringing and ringing heavily from people who desire to get a word and not receiving a word, and that bothers me. I don't say it braggadociously or anything of that nature. I say it to be prideful or boastful or anything of that. I did, as I said before, I'll say it again. As long as things are well with me, I'm going to check on you. You'll get a phone call. If I got your number, I'm calling you. I'm checking on you. I'll send you, if I know I can't call, I'll send you a text message. There was a couple that I talked to regular, irregular, to do a wellness check. And they called me back. And we stayed on the phone three and a half hours just having a Bible study because they wanted to get fed. Needless to say, that Monday, I'm glad I didn't have to go to work because I was dragging. I wanted to go to the grocery store to pick up a few items, but I couldn't make it. But I knew somewhere along the line that it was going to be a blessing to them. We did similar to what we did today, but we actually took the time where we were in our Bibles and we connected scripture. And I thank the Lord for using me in that way, because what we actually went over, I had no manuscript. The Lord spoke to me, and I spoke it to them, and we connected scripture. You, my brother, my sister, that's under the sound of my voice right now, yeah, you. You who are listening. You may say not me. No, yes, you. You could be a blessing to somebody by just taking one of these scriptures after it sits well with your spirit and share the word of God. Just share the word of God. It's study time. Because after this pandemic is over, it's time to start going to war again. You think the devil is not regrouping? You don't think he's trying to come with another strategy? If you think he's not regrouping, I submit to you, please also study 1 Kings chapter 20. That'll come in very close with what we've done about Psalms 121. These are the things that the Lord has shown me. And I can see now why I believe that the Lord did not have me to actually get this finished about a year ago. Because there are so many things that's going on. This is study time. And your test is coming. When this pandemic leaves, and it's going to leave, I believe my brother out of South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, if I got it right, he talked about this storm is almost over, or some of that. Brother, you on the line? You still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The storm is almost over?
Storm is almost gone.
So it's almost gone. When that storm is gone, are you going to be prepared? Are you going to have enough word in you?
Question. Yeah.
Are you going to have enough word in you? Now, I keep my Bible most of the time wherever I go. Keep it wherever I go. But see, there are times when I can't whip out this word and let me find the scripture. No.
Yeah.
You got to put it in you.
You got to have it in you.
So when the Bible comes, the Holy Ghost can bring it out. This study time. The study time. I remember I talked to my mother day before, whatever it was. Bless her heart. I'm going to tell you, mama take care of the house. Mama take care of the house. And she playing. And she went on and did what she had to do. I don't know if the Costco down there or BJ's or Sam's, whatever it's down there. And she made her list. Before she went, that was her study time to get that house right. She prepared her plan and said to me, "Well, I'm gonna get this ride from your brother. However, I understand his itinerary. I understand his time, what he does, and what he likes to do, and what times he got to do certain things." She planned. After she studied the scenarios. You got to study the scenarios now, people.
Yeah.
And then you got to come with a plan. See, because if you have a plan, God will show you what's not there, and he'll add to it. But if you ain't got nothing to go with, you in trouble. There was a statement, and I'm going to give it back to Brother Moderator. I was working in New York. I was catching a train. You may have heard it. I may get it wrong the first time. Those who fail to plan, plan to fail.
Plan to fail, yeah.
So, you don't want to plan. You don't want to study. You're preparing yourself to be defeated by the devil. Because my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6, and I took you on over to Isaiah 5:13. You can't say you don't know right now. You can play the ignorant card if you want to, but see, now it's going to fall on you.
Amen.
God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I love you all in the name of Jesus. If you're mad at me, you're not mad at me. But then again, Proverbs 27:5, open rebuke is better than secret love. I care more about your soul right now than I care about your feelings. Brother moderators in your hands. God bless.
Amen, 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 amen. Are there any more comments?
I'd like to also add, this is a very powerful word and something to really think about. Whom is the prophet talking to? What is the prophet talking about? Where is money mentioned? Psalms 121. So there's a lot of information. We have to take it in and make sure that we grow from that and put that into application, spread the gospel, and make a difference. But anyway, with that difference, we got to be within ourselves first. So this is a very mighty word, especially at a time when we're dealing with a pandemic, and we need to stay, if you're not an essential worker, how we spend our time, we have no excuse not to study, but to take that in and to grow. We're going to be faced with challenges. This is going to pass, but there'll be another battle, another storm coming along. You may have one hurricane, but anyway, it's hurricane season. But there may be another one hurricane, then another. But you learn from that, and you prepare yourself for the next. So anyway, you get your tools together, and you prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Make sure you grow, you get stronger. And interesting, if gyms are closed, we're accustomed to going and exercising our bodies, our minds. But also, we have to eat the right diet. But spiritually, what food are we taking in? That spiritual food is coming from the Bible. And what the things that we say and how we make a difference in the lives of other people. But very, very powerful words.
Yes. I want to just say one thing, and then Pastor Miles, I was so grateful for the message tonight. And I wanted to share that, you know, last week I was on a message with some friends, and I was telling them, as I had told my church before, that one day that you know, you was talking about having this word in your heart. It's got to be there, so when you don't have your Bible, you'll have something to go on.
That's right.
And I was telling them that one day that word was going to be taken away from us. And again, I said, one day it's going to come a time, if we continue to allow Satan to take over, things are going to happen, and there's going to be a time when even our Bibles in our own houses are going to be taken away. We're going to be fined. We're going to be penalized for even having the Word of God. And that's why we have to write on the tablet of our heart so that we'll know, so that when we get into spiritual warfare, we'll have something. It may not be a whole lot, but we'll have something to defend
ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's good right there.
Amen.
Hey, Sister Edna.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, how you doing, sis? Long Island in the house.
What's up, brother man? God
How
bless
you, doing?
You, Pastor. I'm good. I'm
God
good.
Bless.
God is good. You know, the message was great tonight. You know, and it not only provokes you, but it makes you want to just go deeper and search the scriptures and get clear understanding of what God is actually saying. Because there's a lot of times I missed you last week, Pastor. But
I thought about you. I was wondering why that voice was. I know that voice is always on here.
Yeah. But I just want to say I'm going to go back to the archives and definitely listen. But Pastor Miles, this was definitely a word for all of us in the body of Christ and all of us out of the body of Christ, but us even more so, because we do have to prepare ourselves and go back to the scriptures and dissect it again and God will open up our revelation like he gave you so we can be armed and dangerous, of course, but just like the pastor said, that the scriptures, the word of God will be in our heart, that wherever we are, and I heard you say, Pastor Miles, that sometimes you don't have the written word with you, but if it's tattooed on our hearts and burned in our memory, then Holy Spirit will bring it back to our remembrance, and it can spring up and not only feed somebody, but draw somebody. But I thank you today, sir, because you definitely provoked me to study even more.
study even harder.
Show myself approved.
And Brother Moderator, you there?
Amen.
All right, I know I didn't went over the time. I know just going to send me the bill.
Oh, it
is that's quite all right. Because of the time, we're never over time. Because of what we're going through, we're never over time. We're never over time. Okay.
And I'm like the pastor. I'm sorry, Elder John. I'm like the pastor. I've read that Psalms 121 before, and I'm guilty of how I interpret it. But I thank God that he is the one that made heaven and earth. And one thing about the Lord I love is that there's so many layers to him that we can read a scripture over and over again and read it again, and it's like it's brand new. Oh, wow, didn't know that, didn't see that. And we have people such as yourself, Pastor Brother, and all of us on this line, all of y'all on this line. I learn when I come to New Beginning. It is a new beginning. You know what? This coronavirus has got us shut down, but we're not locked out. We're not locked out because the word of God still goes forth. It still goes forth, and I'm full. I'm full right now. I'm done.
Well, see, now you didn't ate it up. Now digest it and live it out.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, there you go. Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I see that we are in the red on Blog Talk Radio, so that means all of this is not being recorded. So these conversations will not be recorded once, if you do into the archives. So I'm just, informing you. There are so many out of state numbers that I'm looking at, and I don't want to, to miss anyone. Is anyone else that has a comment before we close? There's so many numbers here, 862, 804, 201. Okay, 410, Pastor. There's 216 numbers, 631, 6843, another 423.
I heard any
comments before we close?
I heard someone. This is Pastor Rose from Atlanta. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Very good word.
How are you?
I thank the Lord for. I'm good, sir. Great word, sir, that you gave the word on today, and encouraged me even more to study even more, get even more deeper, and get more intimate with God even the more in this season, in this hour. So I just wanted to say God bless you, and I thank you for that word.
Thank you. God bless you. And I'm going to tell you, I enjoy you, too. You give me so many nuggets. I can't write fast enough. I got to go back on blog myself.
Praise
God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yeah.
Don't take your spirit in there somewhere as well, now, because it is.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank each and every one of you once again for tuning in. We will continue to remind you that on May 30th, there is a national walk in the neighborhoods, reminding it's a march for Jesus. You don't have to go out and march out in gathering with people. You can march in your neighborhoods, amen, and show that we represent, a true and living God. So on May 30th, noontime, there will be a national march for Jesus. I will continue to make this announcement for all of the believers, so that we're all on one accord, amen. Still talking about knowledge, lack of knowledge, I'm just more so just putting out the knowledge, the information out there in case you don't know. Amen. So we do thank you. As we go to a close, we do thank you, Pastor Miles, for a powerful message.
Yes.
Scripture is our source of inspiration. Amen. And it's also how we should live and the knowledge of how we should be saved. Amen. Because this whole thing is about salvation. So we do thank you for a powerful message for this evening. May each and every one of you, we God bless you. Remember that we love you, but God loves you most.
God bless you.
Amen. Bless.